from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia and Japan cooperate on critical minerals and nuclear energy. Indonesia ensures stable food supply ahead of Eid al-Fitr. Here is the news in detail. Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources officially signed a strategic cooperation agreement with the Japanese government in Tokyo on Sunday. This cooperation was marked by the signing of a memorandum of cooperation by Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia and Japanese Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry Ryosei Akazawa. The main focus of this agreement is the strengthening of critical mineral supply chains and the development of nuclear energy technology. Indonesia's Trade Minister Budi Santoso said the country's supply of essential food commodities remains secure ahead of Eid al-Fitr holiday. The government continues to ensure the availability of food supplies for the public during the holiday period. While reviewing trading activities at Rawasari Market on Monday, the minister said authorities regularly conduct direct inspections in traditional markets. The measure aims to ensure smooth distribution of goods and maintain market stability. He added, the government is also encouraging the availability of a wider range of essential products so that people have broader access to food supplies. Moving on to various groups and institutions have condemned the acid attack on Andri Yunus, a member of the Commission for the Disappeared and Victims of Violence or CONTRAS, which occurred in Jakarta on Thursday. One of them was the country's National Human Rights Commission, as conveyed by its chairperson Anis Hidayah. In an interview with RRI on Sunday, Anis Hidayah stated, the attack was an assault on human rights and democracy. She also called for stricter regulations to protect human rights activists in Indonesia, thus preventing similar incidents from happening again.
Seperti yang disampaikan Komnas HAM beberapa hari yang lalu bahwa
so, as the Human Rights Commission stated a few days ago, the attack on Andri Yunus is a form of attack against human rights defenders in Indonesia and also an attack on democracy. This is because Andri Yunus' activities so far have involved advocacy efforts, pushing for the enforcement of human rights in Indonesia to function more effectively. Therefore, his activity background is strongly suspected to be one of the reasons he experienced the attack, as he is a human rights defender.
Bahwa yang bersangkutan mengalami serangan karena yang bersangkutan merupakan pembela hak asasi manusia.
She added the commission has begun its own independent investigation into the case, ensuring the disclosure follows human rights principles and that the police work scientifically. Meanwhile, National Police Chief Listio Sigit Prabowo in Surabaya, East Java on Sunday said he had received instructions from President Prabowo Subianto to investigate the perpetrators of the attack professionally and transparently. So far, two witnesses have been questioned in connection with the case. Indonesian Ministry of Industry continues to strengthen the development of the country's small and medium craft industries by expanding market access and business partnerships. In a statement said in Jakarta on Monday, Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said, business matching programs allow craft SMEs to interact directly with buyers and industry partners, opening wider opportunities for collaboration. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Erick Thohir expressed the government's support for the 2026 International Men's Volleyball Champions League in Pontianak, May 13 to the 17. He made the statement during the tournament's draw and press conference in Jakarta on Sunday. He believes this international event has the potential to boost the development of sports tourism and the national sports industry. We end the news with the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, who has revealed the cause of the intense heat affecting the Jakarta area on Sunday. These conditions have made the air temperature feel significantly more scorching and humid than in previous days. In a statement to Voice of Indonesia on Monday, senior forecaster Rifda Novikarani explained the heat phenomenon is triggered by intense solar radiation reaching the Earth's surface directly. The minimal cloud cover during the day has led to increased solar radiation, causing temperatures to feel higher than usual. She added that current atmospheric conditions show strong sunlight with uneven cloud distribution across the capital city. This allows solar heat to reach the surface more easily, driving up daytime temperature. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indra Asmo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah. The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful, and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire, and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan, RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Cinta yang tak mungkin terlalu. Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, to break the fast, we need a sweet, delicious, and refreshing food or drink after fasting for approximately 12 hours. Usually, the favorite of Mandailing tribes during the month of Ramadan, is toge panyabungan, which is one of the iftar menus that tastes sweet and refreshing. If you hear the name toge panyabungan, people will think that this is the name of a type of vegetable, but it turns out that this is the name of a typical snack from Panyabungan City, Mandailing Natal District, North Sumatra. Toge Panyabungan has been famous in Mandailing Natal since the 1940s and since 2017. It has been designated as an intangible cultural heritage of North Sumatra. In its place of origin in Mandailing Natal, toge panyabungan is served with shaved ice cubes, while in Medan, one of the fast-breaking menus is served warm. To make it even more savory, before serving, the toge panyabungan is first doused with coconut milk and palm sugar water. Listener, in its presentation, toge panyabungan looks like ice cendol or es campur. What distinguishes it is the type of mixture contained in it. Because a toge panyabungan consists of coconut milk, liquid brown sugar and cendol, red sticky rice, ordinary sticky rice, tape, candil, and lupis. Toge panyabungan must use real palm sugar, and the coconut milk must also be thick, and the lupis pulut must also be of high quality so that the taste is perfect. Most toge panyabungan vendors still maintain the traditional processing of raw ingredients by cooking it using a wood-burning stove. Then the combination of white pulut, black sticky rice, candil spears, and cendol is cooked with coconut milk and palm sugar. One bowl of toge panyabungan is usually sold from 5,000 to 10,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jauh seperti sini. fondasi. Tercandu ku terkultivasi, yeah. For real you my fantasy. Sana sini ku berjalan-jalan dalam mimpi, Parasmu menyinari gelap hangat di hati. Tak perlu ku lagi cari-cari bintang di TV. So that you know superficial, you the official. Certified beauty, yeah. Tak peduli what they say, you know you the best. Semoga bumi, yeah. Listen to me say, don't you ever change anything about you. Feel like I'm dreaming, you show in a minute. Got my full attention, you know that I'm in it.
Thank you. lepas kau pergi, tinggallah di sini ku sendiri. Ku merasakan sesuatu yang telah hilang di jalan.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture and Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Perusahaan Ekspedisi. Di perusahaan ekspedisi, which means at a shipping company. You will listen to a conversation about pengiriman terlambat. Pengiriman terlambat, which means late shipping. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a shipping staff in Palangkaraya. Chris was complaining to a shipping company receptionist that he just met about the late delivery of his motorcycle. Let's listen to their conversation.
Menurut data kami, motor Bapak akan tiba sore nanti.
Seharusnya sudah sampai 2 hari yang lalu. Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat?
Kami mohon maaf, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, here is some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Pengiriman terlambat. Pengiriman terlambat, which means late shipping. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Mengapa? Mengapa? Which means why? Pengiriman. Pengiriman, which means shipping. Bisa. Bisa, which means can. Terlambat. Terlambat, which means late. Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat? Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat? Which means why is the shipping late? Menurut. Menurut, which means according to. Data. Data, which means data. Motor. Motor, which means motorcycle. Akan tiba. Akan tiba, which means will arrive. Sore nanti. Sore nanti, which means this afternoon. Kami. Kami, which means we. Mohon maaf. Mohon maaf, which means sorry. In this conversation, you will hear the expression, mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat? Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat? Which means, why is the shipping late? In that, there's the word terlambat. Terlambat, which means late. Happening after the arranged time, or simply not being on time. The word terlambat, terlambat, which means late, in the conversation, was used by Chris to tell that his motorcycle shipping was not as he expected, namely being on time. Here are some other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using the expressions in complaining about the service. Aduh, keretanya datang terlambat. Aduh, keretanya datang terlambat. Artinya, which means, the train comes late. Duh, mengapa keberangkatan pesawatnya tertunda? Duh, mengapa keberangkatan pesawatnya tertunda? Which means, why is the flight delayed? For your information, Indonesians usually complain about service, but first they will say maaf, maaf, which means I'm sorry. It is like permisi, permisi, which means excuse me. It is a courtesy. For instance, when a customer waited for the food for too long in a restaurant, they will say this to the waiter. Sorry, how much longer until my food's ready? Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Let's have another go with the conversation.
Menurut data kami, motor Bapak akan tiba sore nanti.
Seharusnya sudah sampai 2 hari yang lalu. Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat?
Kami mohon maaf, Pak.
Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about pengiriman terlambat. Pengiriman terlambat, which means late shipping. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada
Voice of Indonesia.
Perjalanan cintamu, kau bilang aku yang paling tangguh. Tapi mengapa kau tinggalkan aku dengan alasan yang tak jelas? Apa aku pernah mengeluh? Apa aku pernah berlari saat kau ada masalah? Apa aku pernah mendua? Apa aku tak mengimbangimu? Sayang, kau menilaiku salah. Sepanjang perjalanan cintamu, kau puji aku setiap waktu. Tapi kenyataannya berlawanan. Ku tak pernah ada baiknya. Apa aku pernah mengeluh? Apa aku pernah berlari saat kau ada masalah? Apa aku pernah mendua? Apa aku tak mengimbangimu? Sayang, kau menilaiku salah.
Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Sejak kemarin hatiku tak karuan, membayangkan beberapa kemungkinan. Apa yang bisa terjadi jika gagal kali ini? Sederetan petuah para sahabat telah aku pelajari dengan cermat. Tapi aku juga tahu nyaris nihil peluangku. Untuknya aku beranikan diri. Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatanku satu banding seribu, biar aku hadapi. Oh yeah. Bilang aku teman yang pengertian, selalu setia kapanpun dibutuhkan. Tak juga dia menyadari isyaratku selama ini. Tuhan tolonglah, dia bodoh sekali. Rencana berbahaya ini. Kerjasamalah, jangan gemetar nanti menggenggam tangannya.
Rencana
Voice of Indonesia.
What I wanna be. Kubuka mata dan disambut dunia. Seiring realita kan ku jelang cita-cita. Setinggi langit angkasa lepas ku berkarya. Berharap suatu saat berubah menjadi nyata. Keinginan, usaha, doa dan pengorbanan. Tentukan pilihan, wujudkan masa depan. Bagai bumi berotasi tak pernah berhenti. Bukan terus berlari, gapai semua mimpi.
Ya, masih ada cinta untuk bertahan. Masih banyak semangat untuk wujudkan angan. Ya, pasti, kita pasti, pasti bisa. Pasti mampu, pasti kita bisa maju. Selama mentari terbit masih dari timur. Selama nafasku masih menemani umur. Bukan raih mimpiku tinggi-tinggi, karena ku yakin I can be what I wanna be.
Ku raih masa depan ku yang cerah. Walau badan menerjang, ku takkan menyerah.
jangan dibikin berat. 'Cause life must go on.